last, I, Marcus Crassus, was in command. But while I was still in Rome, news came that the slaves had split. Crixus was leading his followers south to Apulia. We still had troops there, and I ordered them to head off Crixus. Near Mount Garganus, they caught him, and 20,000 slaves died in that battle. We had clipped the hawk's wings, and to bring that home to Spartacus, I sent him the blood-spattered head of Crixus on a spear. Ah yes, that hurt him, but the next day he found an answer. He held games to honor his dead friend, a contest of 300 Roman prisoners to the death. Then he sent me the survivors, Roman soldiers reduced to gladiators for the entertainment of gladiators. They wept and hung their heads as they told me, but secretly I smiled. This Spartacus was a savage, but by the gods, he had imagination. He made a good enemy.
Moving on day by day, we make our way. The hours unravel.
To the foothills of the Alps. But incredibly, beyond the mountains lay another Roman army, returning from the conquest of Spartacus's own land. There was nowhere for him to go, his way home blocked, and I hard on his heels. What would he do? With incredible swiftness, he turned, raced past my army, and was heading south again, all Italy open to him. At once, I sent two legions to hang on his tail, ordering their commander, Mummius, on no account to engage. The fool disobeyed me, attacked, and was utterly routed. I paraded the 500 survivors in front of my whole army. I spoke of the old Roman disciplines that had made us masters of the world. Decimation, for example. "Every 10th man step forward," I shouted. And to the rest of my army, "Draw swords and with the facts beat them to death, beginning with Mummius." There in that bloody shambles, my soldiers learnt that I meant to win.
Moving on once again, oh, but who knows when we'll find the shelter we're searching for. The dream blown away.
effect was immediate. We brought Spartacus to battle near Picenum and drove his army from the field with fearful losses. Yes, he had met his match at last. Still, he would not give in. His hold over his followers was extraordinary. Somehow he rallied them, evaded my pursuit, and urged them southwards the length of Italy, until, at the very tip in the high rocky wastes of Scylaeum, looking down on the sea, they found temporary safety. I made camp on the lower ground and waited. Spartacus's only chance now was to cross the straits to Sicily. And how could he do that without ships? Come on, 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 come on